From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The Democratic minority on the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee Saturday released a response to Republican charges that the FBI and Justice Department have abused the law in their investigation of possible ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. The Democrats' 10-page memo is partially redacted, calls an earlier Republican version a transparent effort to undermine the FBI, the Justice Department, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and congressional probes into possible collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. But President Trump, calling into the Fox News program Justice with Judge Jeanine on Saturday evening, said the Democrats' memo was a nothing.
Well, all you do is you see this Adam Schiff. He has a meeting and he leaves the meeting and he calls up reporters, and then all of a sudden they have news, and you're not supposed to do that. It's probably illegal to do it. You know, he'll have a committee meeting and he'll leak all sorts of information. You know, he's a bad guy.
The Republican memo, the Democrats allege, also risk public exposure of sensitive sources and methods for no legitimate purpose. President Trump said he has asked the Pentagon to stage a military parade in the nation's capital on Veterans Day. Speaking again with Jeanine Pirro, they discussed the recent mass shooting in Parkland, Florida, as well as other issues, including a proposed military parade. He told Pirro that the parade would be held probably Veterans Day, which is celebrated November 11th, but he says he likes July 4th. He said it would be up and down Pennsylvania Avenue, the street in Washington that runs from the White House to the U.S. Capitol. This is VOA News. China responded angrily Saturday to new sanctions the U.S. imposed on North Korea. China maintains the sanctions are counterproductive to efforts to halt Pyongyang's nuclear and long-range missile development programs. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Friday what he calls the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea and threatened a phase two if the measures are not effective. The sanctions target one person, 27 companies, and 28 ships registered in China and seven other countries with the intent of eliminating North Korea's illicit shipping and trade. The U.N. Security Council unanimously demanded Saturday that all parties in Syria implement a nationwide ceasefire for at least 30 days and lift sieges on areas including eastern Ghouta. Council unity came after days of intense and difficult negotiations to find language that Russia would support. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley expressed her skepticism that the Syrian government would comply with the ceasefire, but said the truce must be given a chance to work.
We look to the Assad regime's backers, especially Russia and Iran, to address what the Secretary General rightly called a, quote, hell on earth.
Plans to vote earlier in the week were repeatedly abandoned due to Russia's continued objections to elements of the text. Mexico President Enrique Peña Nieto has canceled plans to visit the White House after what is said to have been a contentious conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump over Mr. Trump's border wall plans. According to the Washington Post, Peña Nieto wanted the U.S. leader to say publicly that Mexico would not pay for the building of the wall, but Mr. Trump refused. About 15,000 protesters turned out on the streets of Tel Aviv Saturday to voice their opposition to the deportation of African asylum seekers, many of them from Sudan. The demonstration in South Tel Aviv was in the heart of the area where many Africans live after arriving in a city through bus stations located there. Thousands of Italians marched peacefully to protest fascism and racism in Rome, as similar demonstrations occurred in other cities.
Tens of thousands protested across Italy. The major rallies were in Rome, Milan, and Palermo. Demonstrations were held by far-right and anti-fascist groups. With just 1 week to go to general elections and tensions running high, Italians also turned out to protest labor laws and mandatory vaccines. The largest rally against racism and xenophobia was held in the Italian capital, with people being bussed into the city from all over the country. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.